Once again, the ticket presents Why Today Doesn't Suck.
It's Charlotte Jones' birthday, so we're going to sing happy birthday to her. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, dear Charlotte. Happy birthday to you. Hey, she's fine too, y'all. Let me tell you that.
And now, here are your hosts, Sean Bass and David Mino.
You pigs.
Romy. Yeah. Sweet spot, fun times today. We get to have some fun tonight doing Diamond Talk. Because the Rangers had at least one hit last night.
Yeah, another 10-run game. We'll just
keep going. I was a little upset by the fact that not only did they get a hit, they got all the runs that they've scored in like the last eight games in one inning.
I know.
Pigs.
Yeah, pigs.
Lava pigs. We're thinking about
at least wanted the no-hitter to go like to the fourth inning. Because that would have been fun.
Well, when Jock struck out in the first inning, I'm like, here we go, man.
Here we go.
And now we've decided every game we're just going to throw something out there in case that happens.
Yes.
And Diamond Talk is canceled.
That's smart.
DeGrom tonight. Yeah. It's a no-hitter. DeGrom, no-hitter.
Perfect game. Yeah, you need a perfect game.
DeGrom?
That's the thing. He can't go nine innings. But what if he does?
He does. Solo Diamond Talk by Corby for the rest of the season.
Didn't you once say you could go all nine?
If he throws a perfect game and goes all nine, I will do Diamond Talk.
All-nighter?
For the next
month.
Homestand.
Oh. Bit of a letdown there.
Yeah, we were going to say
kind of weak, but
full season.
I'll take anything I can get with Corby doing solo Diamond Talk.
All right, guys.
From his couch.
Line him up.
Hitting the bong.
Yeah, it's like a two-gamer.
There's like a three-game homestand a week and a half from now.
One gets rained out.
Sign me up.
One Friday night.
Sign me up.
All right, fine. Give us a Friday off.
All right, 258. Meet Jay.
Thank you,
Almost
Mino.
Got you ham.
It's okay. Give me the van. Bring you the Montagon.
Thank you very much, Jay. And thank you for honoring him. With that sponsor read.
We will miss him.
On his final day.
I kind of want to get back to pre-Diamond Talk. Our guys are talking baseball. Let's go the rest of the way.
Pass.
162. Elf says no. the elf dragon's commending us to move on, so we're going to move on. Well, they are the hard line, Bob, Corby, and Dave.
Dave.
Corby, Bob.
Yo.
Dave.
And
Dave.
Today. Don't forget Broken Mike. Today is Wednesday, May the 27th, the 147th day of 2026. 218 days are left in the year. Big day for the show. It's National Flip Flop Day.
Nice. Yeah. Thank you, Hari Mari.
Absolutely.
Yeah, so
what up?
Let's see those toes.
Perfect for hiking.
Okay.
Or basketball.
Yeah.
Right. You want to roll your ankle.
Any political issue.
Yeah, it could be any kind
of topical.
Flip-flop.
You know, I used to be for immigration.
But now,
after flip-flopping.
Now, I'm flip-flopping.
Well, if there was ever a day to do it. On this date in the year 1930, New York's Chrysler Building, at the time the world's tallest building, opened to the public.
That's cool.
Mm-hmm.
That's the end of the story.
That's a cool building.
Yeah, it's
and then it stayed.
Notable building.
Yeah, nothing happened.
It stayed? Is that its most...
Yeah, it stayed put.
It's number one...
It didn't
thing
walk
on its
didn't
fall LinkedIn over. Or Wikipedia. Is
didn't
it stayed?
Start. Didn't start leaning.
Didn't wander off.
Yeah.
Didn't skedaddle.
No, it did what a building's supposed to do. Just stay put.
You stay put.
You sound like you're blaming. You're victim blaming the World Trade Center right now.
I never said that at all.
God, you guys seen that photo of those people that were on top of the World Trade Center with the planes coming in?
Trying to surf down.
Mm.
Is this a new photo?
It was like the first photo post 9/11.
Early, I didn't know they were still dropping new ones.
Early. internet.
Did you see that, whoa. Did you see that one picture of the guy actually falling?
Yeah. On this date in the year 1937.
Who's with me, guys?
I'm with you, Flip-Flopper. Mino, the newly completed Golden Gate Bridge connecting San Francisco and Marin County, California, was opened to pedestrian traffic.
I think it stayed, too.
Yeah, it's still there.
That bridge is my bitch. I conquered that thing.
I think, based on when that was built, it is our greatest creation that we have from that time period. Let's say 1900 to 1950.
Give me your top five.
I agree.
My bitch.
Has Dave ever promised to tackle it again with coffee?
Yeah. I successfully traversed the Golden Gate Bridge without soiling myself.
Without coffee.
That's his goal across the bridges of the United States.
He has to train between now and the next San Francisco Super Bowl to whether he can do it with coffee.
So the funny thing about the construction of the bridge, they accidentally built the park first thinking it was the bridge.
They're like, wait, wait,
like,
a
oh,
minute.
Wait, the bridge, we're in the same.
The bridge can't reach from this park.
Just put it in Uber and I just got to this beautiful park.
I refuse to be talked down to by you, Corby, about this. That is the most basic thing somebody could think about, is that the Golden Gate Park is at Golden Gate Bridge.
They couldn't be farther apart.
That's not anyone's fault except the people that named it.
Who designed it? Everything in the city is named Golden Gate.
Golden Gate Dispensary.
You know what?
They should have named the team the Golden Gate Warriors.
Yes.
Like, if you wanted to go get Golden Gate Donuts, they're probably
not right next to the bridge. A park. A park takes planning and thought.
So do donut shops.
Donut shops are like, what place has rent available?
There's one in Oakland, Corby.
Golden Gate Donuts? Yeah. See, it's not by the bridge.
It does not look safe.
No.
But I bet
in
delicious.
In Oakland? No way.
Clear, though,
but delicious.
I bet. Wonderful.
Pretty good bear claw.
Try to get them delivered, though.
Boy, if you ever go to Kauai, I've got the best breakfast for you. Might be as good as Boston.
Boy, how late is that?
No way.
Churl French toast.
Okay.
Ooh. All you Hawaii people.
Bro.
Gotta be Latina inspired.
Like better than Cinnabon. Like
Do you think Lando is booking his trip right now just to experience your elite breakfast?
I would love to. My credit score won't allow me to travel to Hawaii.
You can't travel within the country.
Right.
That's a big deal to you.
That will not fit Lando based on his credit score.
If we go back, we're going to bring you into the family.
Oh, thank you, Bob.
Would that be...
Me?
Honey, this is Lando.
Would that be you're first breakfast, second breakfast?
He doesn't take up much space.
he just wants breakfast.
Maybe 11sies.
Yeah, what breakfast would that be?
Second breakfast.
Okay, good.
Naturally.
Doesn't really want a lot of sun, but he wants breakfast.
On this date in the year 1994, the Arsenio Hall Show signs off for the final time. Big fans, apparently. In 1995, Christopher Reeve was in a horse riding competition. Hear me out. It's probably not what you're thinking. This is the one that he won. I should have kept reading.
It
says here he fell from his horse and was paralyzed from the neck down.
And you know what?
Worse than kryptonite.
I hadn't been on no horse since.
Mm. Is that Big Country?
No, that's Bryant Reeve. So out of respect for...
The most callous response.
For Christopher Reeve, you don't ride horses?
Let me ask a question I've never asked of you. When's the last time you rode a horse? Who was I asking that to?
I thought that was you just now.
Right. I was wondering who you were addressing.
I think I was
hoping you weren't asking me.
I've been on one horse.
In your life?
No, since Christopher Reeve went down.
At the polo club?
Did you win the Preakness?
I had to stop playing polo.
Was this the one your tribe selected for you?
You had to switch to highlight.
Yeah, were you doing the lean bow and arrow bit?
Yeah.
How? You become spiritual soulmates with your horse. And in the year 2022, Top Gun Maverick, the sequel to Top Gun, is released in theaters.
Greatness.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Pretty good.
Then is he going to come back and do it again?
Great pigs.
You know, this time,
you pigs.
Taking down Taiwan.
You why?
He says it just like that. Yeah.
Taiwan.
I don't remember them ever being on the offensive there either, where they're going into countries and invading them and taking them down.
Tom Cruise takes down Taiwan.
No, they're going to space next time.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Those F-18s in space.
Space people.
That's right. Maybe team up with Thor.
You pigs.
Space pigs. All right, P1 birthdays. Greetings, Monty. My name is Kevin Rutledge from Fort Worth. It's my Brian Cardinal / Chris Kamen birthday today. My leaders are SP Leslie Field Bob and Creekbed ET. Drop request. Anton Hudobin's favorite saying during the 2020 NHL playoffs. Hoping for the Rangers to not get no hit from Kevin.
So anyway.
Yeah. Indeed.
We are Chnach Choich.
It's Israeli Anton Hudobin.
Yakov Smirnoff.
Are you okay?
Mahmoud Hudobin.
I have a birthday, Monty.
Oh, Corby.
Today is the 6-0 birthday. That is 6-0. 60.
Hmm.
Of our old friend, longtime pal, good P1, Danny Fine.
Oh, yeah? All right.
Six and the O. Yep. Only 9 more years till he's living right.
You got a whole year of being hilarious.
Happy birthday, buddy.
Dear Why Today Doesn't Suck, today is my dear brother Spencer's 47th birthday, which is conveniently the same age as his heroes, Jim Jones.
Jeez.
Joseph Goebbels and Judy Garland when they died.
God.
As a tribute to him and them, please have 1930s German Norm, Savage Spider Attack Junes. Thank you for your attention in this matter from P1 Scott. I don't remember it that way, but this guy has a better memory than me, apparently. Maybe next year.
Yeah, why not?
Maybe tomorrow.
Also, I have a special birthday shout out, as today is the 62nd birthday of the Chicken King, my dad, Freddie Montemare.
Whoa.
Freddie.
Probably on a lake right now.
Blazing up.
Freddie got Chickens.
Got a doobie bouncing between his lips. Living up the retired life.
Throwing a rattle trap.
God bless him.
Hand stuck in a tub of stink bait, having a good time.
What's the deal with his legs?
Both are still there.
Okay.
Like the Chrysler building. What's the deal with his legs?
Yeah, they didn't move. They stayed
They stayed.
He tried to donate to me like a liver.
Yeah.
But we weren't a match.
He's in a wheelchair.
He's much darker than I am. He's real Mexican.
Full-blown?
He's full-blown.
On the Corby Chinese scale, he's full-blown Mexican.
Correct.
Right. The other day we established the scale.
All right, birthdays today. Frank Thomas, 58.
Oh.
This year's Frank Thomas.
Home Run Derby winner in Arlington.
Mm-hmm. Were you a big dog in school?
Jeff Bagwell, 58 as well.
Is that the...
I like when he winks at my wife in those commercials.
Yeah, God, you know he's all horned up.
Just letting her know.
Give her the big hurt. Antonio Freeman, 54.
Bob.
Yeah.
Damn sure was.
Hokey Packer.
Danny Warfel, 52.
Heisman.
More like Danny Awful.
More like the
Yeah,
blue
we'll
wall.
Stick it to him. Daniel Jones, 29.
Look out, Cowboys.
Danny.
Here
dies.
Comes Danny.
And Daron Payne, also 29. Richard Schiff, 71. From the West Wing and the Good Doctor. You'd know him if you saw him.
He's got,
Adam Carolla, 62.
He's got a big old beard, right?
In some stuff, yeah.
Yes.
Adam Carolla, 62.
Pig.
Todd Bridges, 61.
God, he made it to 61.
Yep.
So he's the oldest living one, right?
He's the only one left.
No, Mr. Drummond's still kicking.
No way.
Looks great.
Not really.
He stayed away from horses.
How old do you think Mr. Drummond was during that show?
I think he 42. Was 33.
Seriously, he looks so old.
Alex Murdoch, 58.
Oh,
Cheetah people!
Let's see. Conrad Bain would have been...
Please be under 40.
No, he would have been 55 when that show started.
He looked 78.
Yeah.
Paul Bettany, 55.
What if he did that character in Bane voice?
Jack McBrayer, 53.
Otto. Kenneth. Greatness.
Genius.
Go to your room,
Otto. Now he's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
The great Andre 3000, 51.
Flautist.
Doesn't he live here?
From
sort
Outcast.
Of?
I saw him before a Cowboy game one time.
Was he with Erica Dedu?
No. He was with a couple other people, and the girl that I was with at the time asked for a picture with him, and he said, I don't do pictures because of MySpace and stuff.
Because of MySpace and stuff?
So this happened circa like 6 or 7.
3 years ago.
Yeah.
Was this your second wife?
And could he not move his mouth?
Yeah.
You know, brother from another mother.
Turning 46 today.
He only does Polaroids.
Ben Feldman from Mad Men. He played Ginsburg.
Son of Marty.
Oh, he played Ginsburg?
Yeah.
All right.
Turning 33 today, Ashley Padilla from SNL.
Funny.
Cute.
She's in every sketch now, too, feels like.
She is.
Yeah, she's the good. Will Ferrell's dad in that one?
Yeah.
Yep. Lily Rose Depp, 27. Lily Rose Depp just went through all the right steps to get into Hollywood. Congrats to her.
Bootstraps.
Okay. So I'm on Conrad Bain's Wikipedia page.
What a brag.
Are you trying to make yourself feel better?
Please mark that.
Yeah. That's brag montage material right there.
Listen.
Gather around.
Wait, Corbin, let me flex off, real though, quick.
I would like for Sean to read his brother's name.
Bain had two sons and a daughter with Monica Sloan, to whom he wed.
Look at the brother. It's highlighted.
What am I looking at?
Boy, look at Grandpa right
there.
God, you are so squinty right now.
Boner Bane.
Look,
classic Sean.
That would have killed Batman.
His brother's name was Boner.
Boner Stewart Bane.
Yeah.
It's his own Wikipedia page also.
Yeah, what'd he do?
It was his
twin brother named Boner.
It's got to be Boner.
No, it's Boner.
It's
B-O-N-A-R, Boner.
It's got to be Boner.
And Boner was his name.
It is weird, though, that he's a twin.
B-O-N-A-R.
There were two Mr. Drummonds walking around. That creeps me out.
What about his other brother, Lane?
Brother from another mother.
His other brother, Stiffy.
They're all just named after synonyms for having a boner. Born to Stay Now Dead.
Where's Kickstand?
Get your brother down here.
Christopher Lee, born this day now dead.
Lee.
Lando.
Actor. Scary.
Lisa Left Eye Lopez.
Oh, no.
Sam Sneed.
Swinging.
And Vontae Davis, who retired at halftime. And Day on this Day still dead. Larry Kramer.
Five.
Sorry, Corby. He was the AIDS guy.
Thank you.
Bill Buckner.
He was not the AIDS guy.
He was a big pro AIDS guy.
Although a lot of people in Boston probably wished it upon him.
Boner was in Different Strokes too. He was dressed in drag and played Anna Van Drummond.
Boner was in Strokes.
Boner was in Different Strokes as
with Mr. D.
Mr. Drummond's.
That's the Boston backhand.
Yeah.
He was a cross-dresser on Different Strokes. Boner Bane.
Yeah.
Don't say still dead. Rocket Richard.
Oh, Bob, I'm sorry.
Paul Gleason.
He lived well. Don't be sorry.
Greg Allman.
Ah.
Bill Walton.
Ah.
Bill Walton.
Who's a sandwich guy that he thought for
Tim Taft?
Yeah.
Super salad.
Super salad guy.
Wonderful That's why restaurant.
And you're back.
Making an incredible impact.
Bye, Jay.
Bye, Justin.
Bye, David.
Shut it down. Let's go.
Broadcasting live from the TXU Energy Mothership at Victory Plaza, hard by the AFC.
See you at home, Lando.
This is Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Tick. KTCK AM Dallas-Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.